Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, well, a bit of everything really, brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio. But I'm joined tonight by a Leeds local musician, DJ, fellow radio DJ, a bit of everything really. This is Tim Sinister, who we've got in the studio tonight. Good evening.
Good evening, Nigel. Good evening, BCB. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thanks very much.
Excellent. Well, I've not had a guest on the show for quite a while now, but for those who vaguely remember, my plan for most guests is to get them in and get them to bring a bunch of tunes with them. So Tim will be providing a bunch of the tracks tonight, which should be entertaining and good. But track-wise, we started there with a band called Clicks. Now, I've played these before a couple of times. They've only had one or two releases out, hidden away on compilation albums, and I think recently they released an EP or a CD single of only a couple of tracks digitally online, and I think I played that as well. So they've kind of been hovering around, but I've been waiting for their album to come out, and it has actually come out, but in a very strange way. They've released it as a pay-what-you-want download on Bandcamp.com. So if you go to clicks.bandcamp.com, you can pay as much as you want for this album. And interestingly, the album is, like, I'm going to get this right, hopefully. According to Bandcamp, the album's called the following: all the songs that were supposed to be on an album but no label was interested, then I thought about releasing it only as singles but then got pissed off and decided to release it like this. Enjoy, I think, is technically the name of the album. Looking at the small print of the Bandcamp website, it may also be called Machineries, which is a lot easier to digest. But yes, that was Clicks with a track called A New Way. So get yourself over to clicks.bandcamp.com if you want to... no, sorry, not Bandcamp. It's on clicks.soundcloud.com. I get those two mixed up. They're very similar websites providing similar facilities. But yes, clicks.soundcloud.com. You can stream that album, you can download it and pay zero for it if you want, or you can toss the band some money and thank them for having a great album. And yeah, there's a few good tracks on that. I would recommend having a listen at least if you like your kind of synthy industrial stuff. Right, I think time to plough on with the tunes. And now we're going to tangent over to one Mr. Sinister has brought in with us. We've got some Instrict Confidence. I think I'm failing to drive some of the machinery here in the studio. Let's try that again. This is definitely Instrict Confidence.
Thank you.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation, brought to you tonight by Nige and Tim Sinister. Let's turn that music off, shall we?
Thank you, Nige.
So we had a couple of tracks chosen by you and one by me in that little segue. What did we have last there?
The last song we had was "Falling Out of Love at This Volume" by The Faint. A bit of a left field choice, I think, for a goth alternative show, because The Faint are more of an indie post punk band in America. But I really, really like that song. I think that really kind of sparse electronic sound definitely puts it more into the field of people, you know, like ourselves. Oh, there's me on the microphone. You wouldn't think I was actually a radio presenter in my own right, because I don't have good microphone discipline. But that song, Falling Out of Love at This Volume, I just think that sparse electronic sound is going to appeal to people who really like the kind of electronica that we follow. So I went for that.
Oh, there's definitely... let's try that again. Talking about good mic policy there. There's definitely overlap, and the whole post-punk electronica stuff. I consider that completely within the remit of this show, absolutely.
Oh, I'm very pleased to hear that. And I think the first song I dropped tonight was In Strict Confidence, their track Dementia. That, definitely more of a traditional electronic song, because that was from their 1996 album Cryogenics. And I heard that, I think, in the early 2000s, and that was probably one of the songs that got me into EBM and electronica as a whole, so I was very pleased to play that tonight.
It's quite impressive sometimes when you realise, and you look at the dates on some of these tracks, and realise that they don't sound dated for things over 10 years old.
That is exactly what I thought. That song has not lost any of the impact it had when it first came out, probably, 15, 20 years ago?
I know, it's scary, but then you get other songs that do sound incredibly dated after a couple of years, which is quite weird. But no, there was a lot of band, I think, certainly in the 90s and around the early 2000s, that have produced stuff that doesn't seem to have aged today. I'm thinking bands, you know, like Covenant and Icon of Call back in the early 2000s were mm-hmm. definitely along those lines.
And those bands, of course, still going now, still successful now. In Strict Confidence released an album a couple of years ago and are still touring now. So they made that music back then, and it still carries them today. I think that says something about the type of music they're making.
Absolutely. It's good to see good quality bands continuing. And in the middle of that sandwich there, I played... what did I play? I played some Continues, which are a band that I really should know more details about, but don't have that off the top of my head. But that was... it's quite nice that they're releasing stuff. They seem to be just a side project for a good while, but now they're releasing stuff. That was Reckless Heart, which is a Rotterdam remix They've released an EP called The Reckless Remixes, and that's from that. It seems to be a couple of tracks from their last album remixed and put onto an EP. So there's about five tracks on that album, and that is available from bandcamp.com. Confusingly, under the URL mattress.bandcamp.com. I'm not sure where mattress comes in, whether it's a label there or something like that. But that's a pay $4 or more purchase from bandcamp.com. It's not one of the free ones, but it's $4, which I think I bought, and it worked out. It's slightly over £2.50. So for a five-track remix EP, I think that's completely understandable.
Bargain, absolute bargain that.
Yeah, and Reckless Remixes is a slightly more sensible name than our previous track. Tim, what else are you up to? I believe you've got a gig coming up, is that correct?
That is true. Thank you very much for letting me get on my promotional horse, Nigel. I sing in a cover band for the Sisters of Mercy, in a dramatic departure from the type of music I've just played. The Marching Men, you can Google us, find us online at themarchingmen.co.uk. And we'll be performing this Saturday at the Library in Leeds, and we'll be playing the Kick in the Eye night, which is all about traditional goth from like the 80s, early 90s. And as such, for people who've seen us before, we're coming at this from a new angle. Because it's a traditional goth night, we've dropped everything from our normal set list that was made after about 1991. So we've dropped many of the songs that we played from Vision Sing and the song we played from the new set list, and we're only going to play songs from the 80s. Which means we'll be bringing three new songs to the set. So we're hoping to get people really enthusiastic about that.
That's quite awesome, actually, yes. But also interesting and challenging to yourselves, learning three new tracks. Well, new to you. Not new to ourselves. Not somehow magic new material from the sisters. That doesn't exist.
And probably never will, it is sad to say. But we're really hoping it's going to catch people's attention by us playing only the songs that would have been released in that era.
That's pretty cool, because I think I was first hearing the sisters in the early 90s, so that will pretty much cover how I discovered the sisters then. So that'll be quite impressive and interesting, and I'll definitely be getting along to that.
Thank you very much, Nigel.
Right, I think it's time to carry on with some tunes, and I think my next track is going to be a track from Aria, so quite electronic and bouncy, but this is a track I don't think I've actually played on the show before. It's one of them ones that it's kind of an album track, but it's still very good. The whole album, Heart's Bullets, is very solid, but this one just doesn't seem to get that much play. So here goes, this is Insect Calm.
We'll be right back.
That, what did we have there? We had a couple of tracks. Oh, I'm going to have to get used to fading that one down.
I'm sorry, this is entirely my fault. I've brought MP3s and poor Nigel is having to DJ off about three different systems just to accommodate me.
It's all doable. I'll get it in the end. There we had, who is it? The Black Bells that you brought in.
Yes, and Wishing Well. The Black Bells are an interesting band. They're an American kind of garage rock stroke goth band who were discovered by Jack White... And once appeared on the Colbert Show, performing one of their songs. But they're brilliant. They did a UK tour with that single off an album, and I highly recommend them to anybody. Plus, they all look beautiful. Four women, all dressed like Patricia Morrison. They are fantastic.
Yeah, I think we caught them one time at the Brudenell, didn't we?
That was the gig. Yes, you were there. I totally forgotten as
well.
They
were very good. Mm. They were one of them bands who do deliver live just as much as they do rocking on CD.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll be very excited if they come over to the UK again at any point. And then before that, we had something from me, which was a bit more bouncy electronic. We had Aria with Insect Calm, which was from her Hearts for Bullets album, which is now, a year or so old. And she's clearly working on... new material. I think I've played one track that she's leaked that's going to be off the new album, but so far we have no ETA on the new album from her yet. So fingers crossed, some will come along eventually. But as usual, halfway through the show, it's the time to run down the gigs, clubs and events and stuff going on in the local area for the next couple of weeks to a month-ish, depending on how far in the future I keep depending on wanting to look. And the list I've got in front of me is as follows. We have this Friday the 21st of September, over in Sheffield, there is Grendel and Uberbite playing at the Corporation in Sheffield. That's £14 in advance, so a few more quid on the door, and the doors are 7 p.m. Now this will be followed by the I think it's a Revolution club night, the more industrial club night that happens there. More information can be found at corporation.org.uk. As mentioned earlier in the show, we had on Saturday the 22nd of September, we've got Kick in the Eye at the Library in Leeds. Now, this is a night of 80s style goth, the kind of stuff you would have heard at goth nights in the 80s, brought to you by those sheepish people, and with a band on at the start. So I think the itinerary I found online is doors 7 p.m, band 8 p.m, which is the Marching Men, the Sisters of Mercy cover band, featuring the very nice Tim Sinister, who we've got listening and interrupting in the show, and then followed by a club night of all your 80s goth night favourites. That's £4 on the door, I believe. No, £4 in advance. It's probably slightly more on the door.
Five, I believe, on the door.
I've never seen Paul publish his advance prices, but yeah, he usually just adds a quid on. So yeah, never really too much. More information can usually be found at sheepish.net or searching for Kick in the Eye on Facebook. You'll get all the details on there. Fast forwarding, there's like a weekend that I've got a whole gap, nothing going on near the end of September. But following that, we have the usual start of month things. We have on Friday the 5th of October, the Marching Men again playing the Fenton in Leeds with Quasimodo, which kind of I've not heard Quasimodo yet. I think they've had one gig, haven't they?
I believe they've opened up once, and again, this will actually be the first time I get to see them, oddly enough. But they have a good lineage. They have members from Action Direct, Rome Burns, and Dawn of Elysium all together. So it's a bit of a goth supergroup, really.
It has the potential of being very good, doesn't it? So and doors 8 p.m. entry £3. You can't really argue about that. Again, the details I found out that were on a Facebook event. So search Facebook for that gig, Marching Men plus Quasimodo, and you may be seeing some really good bands. Following that, on Saturday the 6th of October, being the first Saturday of the month, it's the usual Flock night. This time it doesn't have a live band. Paul seems to have put on a lot of live bands this year, so it's nice to have a Flock bandless for what seems a change. But this one is fancy dress themed. It's completely optional, but if you are up for a bit of fancy dress, it is Zombie Apocalypse at St Trinian's, which could go down very well. And that's again at the library in Leeds. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. Free entry with student ID before 11 p.m. and £4 before midnight, presumably without student ID. That could be very good if you're over in the Leeds area. Certainly the previous ones have had some very entertaining outfits, I remember. What else have we got? Oh, Saturday the 6th of October again. If you're more in the Sheffield direction, we have XP8 supported by Skin Job and Petrol Bastard. The Corporation of Sheffield. Add tickets £10 advance. More information, corporation.org.uk. And coming to the end of my list, so we're almost a month in advance, we've got Carpe Noctum on Friday the 12th of October. This is a bit more local. It's at the Gasworks here in Bradford. And we have bands Rhombus, Lesbian Bed Death, and Bad Pollyanna. Rhombus, absolutely awesome band. I played them a lot on the show. They're recognised for being very solid goth rockers from who are still producing music. There aren't that many out there doing that.
Certainly
so
not.
Leading the UK in goth rock. Lesbian Beth Death, Bad Pollyanna, who I don't think I've heard of any Bad Pollyanna stuff, but as they're on that lineup, they're well worth checking out.
You know you're going to get something both very rock and roll and probably very tongue-in-cheek as well. Comedy will definitely be the second barrel of that gun, I think.
Absolutely. Also, free entry, as most of the Gasworks Carpe Noctum events seem to be.
Incredibly generous.
Doors 7.30, first band on around 8, and the bands go on until about 11, and then it turns into the Carpe Noctum club night till 3 a.m. More information can be found on Facebook events or, I presume, gothupnorth.co.uk. I don't think I've actually checked that out, but I'm presuming Howard's still updating.
He does indeed, yeah. It's still a good resource.
It is indeed. So that's the whole list. Have you got anything to add to that, Mr. Sinister?
I think you've just named everything. I was tabbing through my own Facebook events, trying to think of anything. I don't believe so. No, everything else, I think we could probably let them know next time.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, there's quite a lot sneaking in around these areas. Yes. Shall we continue with the tunes then?
I think that's what the people want.
I think I've got something quite stompy and loud lined up. What have I got lined up? Let me just check my document. Oh, that's it. I've got Alter de Rune lined up. For some reason, I just got into listening to some Alter de Rune this week and thought, why don't I play some of this? So here is a bit of Fat Pony. That's right.
That's right.
Okay, well, you have been listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. We played their Zeitgeist Zero with When the Lights Go Down from their latest Blackout EP, and they've just started out on a little tour to promote that EP, so if you like that, I'd highly recommend checking them out on their tour. I believe they hit Leeds a bit later on in the year, but if you want to go and catch them, check out their Blackout EP tour. Go to zeitgeistzero.co.uk, is it? I'm not quite sure. Google Zeitgeist Zero. There is only one of them. You should find them, and yes, they're all good stuff. Before that, we had Tim's Choice.
Yes, we had Terminal Gods with their January 2012 single, Electric Eyes. Terminal Gods, I like to think of them as a kind of Iggy and the Stooges style band with a kind of definite goth leanings. They've got a gig actually in London, sadly, not up in Leeds at the moment, but in London they're playing with Rhombus, previously mentioned here, I think in Islington. So for anybody who happens to be listening in London, definitely get along on the 29th of September to a venue. You can tell I've done my research. Get along to a venue in Islington where you will be able to catch Terminal Gods and Rhombus, which would just make an incredible team.
To be honest, just get to Islington and follow the goths, so you'll probably find them eventually.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah. Before that, we had Stompy Goodness with Altered Ruin with Fat Pony from Giants from Faraway playing all their usual Stompy Goodness that I do love about them. And we have pretty much run out of time. I want to thank Tim Sinister for coming in and joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
No problem. And I think we'll go leave with one last choice of yours. What have we got coming up?
We have got Pop Will Eat Itself back in 2011 with a brand new album. This is their track Disguise. Came to fame with that guitar screaming wall to wall, bass and face to face balling. We're your vice and choice and just fall in line. Came to fame with that guitar screaming wall to wall, bass and face to face balling. We're your vice and choice and just fall in line. A multi identity.
Same thing, same thing.